Women and children sent back to Honduras.
The first of a wave of deportation flights from the U.S.
Mideast ceasefire stalemate.
Israel accepts the plan, but Hamas says no.
Making friends.
They may be as genetically close as your cousins.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The first of what's expected to be a flurry of new deportations has taken place from this country to Central America amid a new effort to discourage the influx that's caused what's been called a humanitarian crisis at the border. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Apparently, the start of the deportations was a flight from New Mexico, where many illegal immigrants are being held, to Honduras. The Los Angeles Times reports that 38 Hondurans, about half of them single mothers, the other half children, were flown back to San Pedro Sula, the city they came from. Honduran government officials were there to greet them, also to give the fact that they'd been kicked out of the U.S. maximum publicity.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says to Texas lawmakers are behind a new bill on Capitol Hill.
This bill would flood the border with about 40 immigration judges with the goal of getting kids an initial hearing within a week of arriving in the U.S. and sending back the ones who don't appear to have a legal claim to be here.
In Vienna, Secretary of State Kerry says disagreement over an Egyptian ceasefire plan in the Mideast is a bump in the road, not the end of the line.
We need to remember what is at stake here. We will continue to work for a ceasefire.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel's cabinet accepted the ceasefire proposal, but it came with a warning. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev.
If Hamas continues to shoot rockets at Israeli cities, we are prepared to continue the military operation and to intensify it as need be to protect our people.
Hamas officials in Gaza rejected the truce and fired more than 20 rockets at Israel. But the group appears divided. A senior Hamas official in Cairo said the proposal is still being considered. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan today is blamed for almost 100 deaths. At least 19 were killed, 150 hurt, when a power surge caused subway train to derail suddenly in Moscow. Reporter Sean Walker is in the Russian capital.
It's one of the deepest sections of the Moscow metro. So it took the rescuers quite a long time to get in there. When they were there, they found a really messy scene with some of the carriages completely coming off the rails. You've got people being carried out on stretchers all the time.
Here at home, 6 homes and 14 other buildings have been lost in a wildfire in southern Oregon. 8 homes have been destroyed in northern California in a fire sparked by exhaust at an illegal marijuana plot. Drought conditions in California could lead to passage of new penalties today for people who violate water restrictions. Fines could reach $500 a day. Felicia Marcus heads the state's Water Resources Control Board.
We're looking to all Californians, and particularly urban Californians, to step up their game because we have absolutely no idea when it's going to rain again.
It'll struggle to hit 70 in much of the upper Midwest today. Unusual summertime cool has invaded.
I'm freezing.
It's a little cold, but a sweatshirt will work.
And tonight's Major League All-Star game could have the feel of October playoff baseball in Minneapolis. The cool front colliding with warm weather touched off strong storms. It caused heavy rain and some flooding in parts of the east. The Veterans Administration insists it's made progress on disability claims that have been piling up. Congressional critics and others aren't so sure. CBS's Peter Mayer joins us now with more.
And Steve, the VA is accused of hiding a backlog of disability payments. Whistleblower Kristen Rule told CBS's Wyatt Andrews claims workers in Philadelphia were told to falsify records to make wait times look shorter.
They didn't want any claims older than a certain date, so they would put a memo on the claims so that the claims looked new.
Do we have any idea how many veterans this applies to?
I can say for sure there's thousands that were done in my office.
Rule testified to a House committee last night. The department's inspector general confirms the date changing in Philadelphia. Now, Steve, the VA investigating to see if it's happening elsewhere.
A federal report has uncovered serious issues at government health labs. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Potentially dangerous materials that were transferred using Ziploc bags
that didn't meet standards for holding dangerous pathogens. Anthrax was stored in unlocked refrigerators in an unrestricted hallway. And then at the time of the USDA inspection, containers of anthrax were missing and had to be tracked down.
U.S. News & World Report's annual list of the country's best hospitals puts the Mayo Clinic on top for the first time in the report's 25-year history. Massachusetts General in Boston drops to number 2. In the United States and some other countries, there's some encouraging health news. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Surprising new research finds a sharp 44% reduction in new dementia cases since 1975 among participants in the Framingham Heart Study, the iconic long-term health analysis of individuals from Framingham, Massachusetts. The trend was prominent among women and people with higher education levels, and Boston University researcher Claudia Satizabal says it occurred over a period of improving heart health.
We have more effective medications to treat high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and these are being more widely used.
Other studies being presented at the Alzheimer's Conference in Copenhagen find similar declines in other developed countries, but serious underestimates of cases in developing nations. Worldwide, it's now believed 44 million people have dementia. In 2050, the figure will be a staggering 135 million. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
You may pick your friends based on appearance and shared interests, but new research says there may be genetic factors in play. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
On a genetic level, chances are you are as similar to your friends as you would be if you were fourth cousins. A study in the National Academy of Sciences found friends tended to have more genes in common with each other than strangers did. Researchers looked at people from the same ethnic group and heritage to rule that out as the sole reason they were drawn together. It's unclear why we share genetic similarities with friends, but scientists think finding people like us may have some evolutionary advantage.
Well, in the second major tobacco deal in a week, Reynolds American says it will buy Lorillard in a $25 billion deal. American Alice Coachman, the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, has died at 90. She took the high jump at the 1948 Games in London. And Red Klotz has died at 93. He was a basketball barnstormer who ran many of the teams that lost all but two games over several decades to the Harlem Globetrotters. There's one final health question on this morning's broadcast, and it's handled by reporter Sabrina Gibbons.
Are straight people healthier than those who are gay or bisexual?
We looked at a variety of health measures, and there's no overall pattern that we found by sexual orientation, you know. So there's no one group that really had worse health than the other.
Brian Ward with the National Center for Health Statistics says it's the first time the question's been asked. Two areas, though, where they did see a difference: smoking. Those who are gay or bisexual are more likely to smoke than straight people, and the survey also finds bisexual adults suffer more psychological distress than those who are straight. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
Weeks after winning a U.S. Supreme Court decision over opening public meetings with prayer, the town council in Greece, New York, will have an atheist deliver the invocation at a meeting tonight. Engineer Dan Courtney asked for the time right after the decision came down. The town official says they welcome a diversity of views. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.